Welcome to Space of the Art podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in. The aim of today's podcast is, this is a guide to collecting and investing in art. My name is Louisa Gibb. I'm the founder of Flat Space Art. So I'm known for being a massively passionate advocate of art. I'm an entrepreneur. I started one of the first online gallery spaces. And I'm just delighted to be known to be making waves in the art world. And, you know, for being the disruptive modus operandi that apparently I am. So we are on Instagram under Flat Space Art. And I often also cover quite a few things on my lifestyle account, which is Louisa Gibb, LuizaGibb. And today's podcast is all about a guide to investing in collecting art, which is something I'm asked about all the time. And I love to share, you know, if I come across something good, you know, I'm really happy to share it. So here at Flat Space Art, I'm so proud to say that we're at the forefront of the contemporary art world. We represent over 45 artists, and that's made up of up-and-coming, as an emerging artist, to established artists. All of these artists are making waves in the art world in terms of press acclaim and, you know, support from collectors both here on the ground in London and internationally around the world, globally. Our mission at Flat Space Art is we want to make really good art accessible to everybody. You know, anybody that has an interest in art should have access to great artists. And, you know, that sounds so very simple, but it just isn't the case. So that is our huge, huge aim. And I don't mean just people who have massive art collections and are, you know, avid art enthusiasts. I mean people who want to get on the art ladder. They're first-time buyers, perhaps they've got a limited budget, and, you know, they also don't know really what the right thing is to invest in. So I thought it was a really good idea to do a podcast on a guide to collecting and investing in art. So here we go. So how does a first-time buyer get on the art ladder? Well, the simple answer to that is fall in love with a piece and buy intelligently. I was that first-time buyer. I've always bought what I've loved, but I've always bought what I know is going up in value. At some point, you'll realise that discovering and evaluating art, it's like being a detective. And it can be really rewarding. And here at Flat Space Art, that's exactly what we do. We study everything, we look at the percentages, and we can see which artists are doing particularly well. By going with us, you can almost buy into that wealth of experience. But it was quite interesting. I was listening to somebody called Alan Bamberger. He gave a speech to an audience about art collectors. He posed this question. He said, imagine a situation when you want to buy a new car. Depending on how expensive the purchase is, the more careful the inspecting process is. A car, for instance, has to be test driven. When buying art or a car, it's best to act on through a thorough decision. And I completely agree with that. So begin by going through a selection of the artist's art, either firsthand, in person, in print, or online. So when buying art or a car, it's best to act based on a thorough decision. Begin by going through a selection of the artist's art. You can do this online. So great selection of the artist's works we have on the website, we have on the Instagram, and now we have it on the podcast. So assuming the art you're interested in is an original, as in there is only one of it, find out if it's a major or a minor. Major means it has lots more work in it. It's more complex, as in, you know, an artist will have done a lot more work on it. It'll be more labor intensive. And then just in turn, that will automatically mean it's more valuable. Next, determine whether the art you like is atypical or typical. So the latter are the artworks collectors tend to buy, while the former are created using different techniques or mediums, and I'll go on to that a little bit later. So one of the other expressions in the art world that you might hear a lot of is provenance. That just means the history of the art. So it means, okay, it was painted in the 18th century. The provenance might show that in the first 100 years it was held by an owner. And so you'll just track that history. And by tracking that history and knowing where it's been, you can make sure whether the piece is all authentic or not. When you're looking at the art and you're thinking about buying it, Just make sure that the art is in good condition. It's built to last, even if it's brand new. I think what's really good to mention is there's no right and there's no wrong, just one that appeals to you. So an effective investment, it does require planning, and you know, you have got to be careful. But I do want to mention to you that the global art market is flourishing. It's doing really, really well. There's a statistic made by the European Fine Art Foundation, and it said that the summary of the art market in 2016 reached a total sales of 63.8 billion. And the UK performed as the largest art market in Europe, and that was the second largest in the world. That was reaching a total of 13.5 billion, closely followed by China. I think what is a really good idea for the first-time buyer is to work with the emerging artist. If you've invested in an artist in their emerging years, theoretically, if you hold on to that art long enough, you will have a situation where they've grown in value and made you a lot of money. So knowing which artists to invest in is where a gallery really helps you, because the fact that they are watching those emerging artists tells you that those are the ones that you should be investing in. So one of those emerging artists that we have at Flat Space Art is called Rawls, R-A-W-L-S. She's making waves with her paintings. They're really expressive. They're huge sweeping brush strokes and drips of paint. I love the fact that we're global. She's actually based in America. Her artwork is this amazing fusion of two cultures that merge abstract with modern art. I really recommend that you look at her work. She's great. She's available on our sales channels, so on Flat Space Art. Great place to look is always our Instagram. Other channels are Artsy and The List out in Dubai. Thank you very much for tuning in to our podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. Next in, we have got the royal photographer to the royal family, Samir Hussein. We're going to be interviewing him, just chatting with him and asking what it's like to photograph the royal family. He travels with them and he's with them a lot of the time. So I think it'll be a really good podcast. So thank you again, and please subscribe if you've enjoyed this this podcast. Okay, bye. We'll be right back.